It's Groover Time on the Michigan Talk Network. Waking up and Dr. B who stepped across the line. With lots of watching
to control the first one of its kind. So do you wonder when you watch cable TV how half of these clowns even get a job? Yeah, me too. We'll get back to that. Amazon wins everywhere. Jeff Bezos working on the no-bid contract for the new cloud could be worth tens of billions of dollars. Amazon working on the new program that, you know, follows people around, recognition, and it can help police keep track of you by facial recognition. And Amazon will not pay more to the United States Postmaster General or the United States Postal Service to have its packages delivered, which costs you money every single day. Ross Marchand here, the director of the Taxpayer Protection Alliance. Ross, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be on.
All right. So Amazon gets another screaming deal from the government. In one way, we're paying them directly to build the cloud and to do other things. And on the other hand, we're charging too little to keep their other company wildly profitable. Isn't that good of us?
Absolutely. So what goes on is this. Sunday delivery. If you want to have anything delivered to your doorstep on Sunday, you have to pay exorbitantly high rates. You have to pay for Priority Mail Express, but not so for Amazon. Because for the past 5 years, they've had a deal negotiated with the Postal Service to have regular Sunday delivery. So as a result, you have all the Postal Service infrastructure just devoted on Sundays to Amazon delivery. And that is ridiculously costful for the Postal Service and, by extension, American taxpayers and customers.
So how much are we paying? I mean, if you ship a package, and let's just make it easy numbers, and the package costs $10 to deliver, say, how much is Amazon paying, and how much are we paying to make sure Amazon's profitable?
You know what? For an issue that's so widely talked about, there's no reliable estimate, and that's exactly the problem. There's zero transparency about this entire process. Now, you would think, as an agency of the federal government, there would be some transparency, and there would be some sort of transparent, you know, like pricing structure that customers and taxpayers could access. There's nothing of the sort, and that's a huge problem.
All right, so we don't really know what we're paying. Then how do we arrive at the idea that we're losing money?
Because we know, because of what the Postal Service has released information about, that Amazon is paying something less than what everyone else pays for Sunday delivery. Because Sunday delivery is just not going to happen for most sort of entities and customers and e-commerce giants unless it's at a really high price. So what the deal with Amazon did in 2013 was it said, Amazon, you're in a special class and you don't have to pay this really high shipping rate that everyone else has to pay. So we know it's some sort of subsidy towards Amazon. We just don't know how much it is. And that is really concerning.
How can we not know?
There's a lack of transparency. The Postal Service insists that all these shipping rates have to be sealed and taxpayers and customers cannot have access to it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It's a huge concern. It should concern everyone.
That's absolutely ridiculous that it'd be sealed. Why would it be sealed? It's public entity. The Open Meetings Act, the open, you know, contract, whatever. If we're paying for it, the government, it should all be a public record.
Oh, absolutely. And here's what the Postal Service says. They say, well, we haven't received taxpayer dollars since the 80s, so therefore we don't have the same sort of transparency obligation as everyone else. But that is absolute malarkey. It doesn't work when you consider the fact that the Postal Service gets all of these indirect subsidies from the federal government. They don't have to pay their corporate tax. They don't have to pay any state taxes. They don't have to pay any fuel taxes. So, of course, it's subsidized by the government.
Which means it's subsidized by you because the government doesn't actually have money.
Absolutely. Right. And when they don't collect, all that burden just goes to taxpayers across the country.
So how do we correct it then? I mean, if the contracts are sealed, is anybody going to change that? Are we going to, I mean, what is our mechanism for change?
Well, it's really up to the President and Congress. They really need to push the Postal Service to increase some of this transparency so everyone knows what everyone is paying for these sorts of deals, for these sorts of crony deals. And once they open up those books and they change some of their pricing formulas, which, by the way, are ridiculously outdated for packages, then I think that we'll get something in the way of meaningful reform and taxpayers and customers are going to stop paying for all these ridiculous expenses.
Well, we need to do that because we can't sit here and continue to pay for this stuff. We just can't. We can't sit here and continue to pay for this stuff. We don't have the money, number one, and it's just foolish.
Absolutely. And it's not just that. It's also the Postal Service is the most thin-skinned of any government agency I've ever encountered. If you criticize them about this, and all these criticisms, I mean, they're founded on data and evidence, they're going to attack you. And they're going to write that you're fear-mongering and that you're just trying to privatize the Postal Service. That's not what we want. We just want a better, more responsive Postal Service that's fair to taxpayers and customers. And that's just not what we're getting right now.
Well, you know, and the Postal Service being the only thing that is agency that's designated specifically in the Constitution. It's there. It's outlined there. But that having been said, I think we have a responsibility to make sure it works properly. I mean, why can we not get a Postal Service that works as well as UPS or FedEx or any of them? You know, it would seem
Absolutely.
To me you could find the government officials and elected officials all throw around the term best practices a lot. I got an idea. Why don't you go find the former CEO of UPS and hire them? That'd be a good best practice move. How did you turn your company from making a profit so big in the last few years and make it even bigger? Maybe a best practice would be hiring people from FedEx, streamlining, making things efficient, getting it done. I mean, and pricing in an appropriate way. Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, it would make sense. The issue is we know all the best reforms that would steer the Postal Service in a better direction and stop this massive red ink from accruing. They just won't listen. The Postal Service won't listen, and Congress won't listen. And if they could just adopt a few common sense ideas, then it would save taxpayers and customers so much money.
Yeah. I mean, why is it so difficult? I mean, whose nest gets feathered here? I mean, whose nest gets feathered here when you see all of these things going on? How do we not say, listen, we need to clean up our act here. We're losing money, a ton of it. We need to fix this. I mean, in some government programs, you say, well, you know, like a military construction contract, it'll benefit this district, whatever. How does this benefit people that, you know, the members of the government that refuse to vote on it, I guess is my question.
I think what happens is you have a lot of complacency because everyone is comfortable. And when you have a situation where everyone is comfortable, everyone has their cushy positions, and everyone is sort of benefiting from this deal, except for taxpayers and customers, of course, there's no sort of incentive for them to change the status quo. And not only that, if you talk at all about changing the status quo, you'll get fierce pushback.
There you go. All right, well, I guess we'll leave it there. It needs to be fixed. I don't know how we're going to fix it, Ross. It's a mess. It's silly. It's a waste of your money and mine, and I just don't get it. Ross Marchand, I greatly appreciate it. Director of Taxpayers Protection Alliance.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, we'll talk soon, Ross. I mean, you hear something like that, it's just like, all right, just go fix it. I mean, if it were you or I, and it was a private business, we would just go fix it. But we don't have that opportunity because it has to go through this bureaucracy. It goes through this process. It's always about the process. Well, the process is lousy, guys. The process is awful. I mean, if you're losing this much money to I don't need to fund Amazon. Amazon gets plenty of funding from my household as it is. Right? Right. Let's talk about a couple other things. I'm going to talk about the scale and how things are working for you when we come back. Sit tight.